To Steve Bisciotti, I especially want to thank you for continuing on with that fantastic legacy and being a fantastic owner and leader of one of the greatest organizations in the history of the NFL, 2013 Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. Thank you for allowing me to continue to be a part of the organization after retiring and awarding me with a 2013 Super Bowl ring. You, Dick Cass, Ozzy, Kevin Byrne, David Modell, Ed Carroll, Bill Tessendorf, Mark Smith, and the entire Ravens staff have always treated me with class and dignity, and I thank you for that. I also would like to thank my Ravens coaches, Ted Marchibroda and Brian Billick. Brian, we won a Super Bowl in 2000, and you were the man who really helped extend my career by bringing the practice schedule that everyone's using today. You had the forethought to see that you didn't have to beat your players to death in practice in order to play physical on Sunday. People would always say that we had some of the softest practices, but on Sunday, we were always one of the most physical teams, and that was because of the way you prepared us, and thank you for that. To my line coaches, Jim Coletto, Kirk Ferentz, Chris Foerster, thank you all for allowing me to tell you how I was going to play on the field on Sunday, and then actually not giving me too much grief about it. Because at the end of the day, you all knew that I was going to go out there and get the job done, and I appreciate that as well. To my offensive linemen, Jeff Blackshear, Wally Williams, my late friend Orlando Zeus Brown, you guys taught me the game in the early years. The other guys I won the Super Bowl with, Edwin Mulatalo, Jeff Mitchell, Harry Swain, Mike Flynn, what a great run we had in 2000. To the rest of my teammates, to Ray Lewis and to Ed Reed, both of whom will be here 5 years for you and whenever Ed retires. What tremendous times we had playing with and for one another. I know many of you are here, and I want to thank you guys for being such great friends. I wanted to take a moment to also thank Rick Hyde, my friend and attorney who has been with me since I came into the league, and to all the people who are integral in my life right now, helping me with my post-career aspirations, like running my Jonathan Ogden Foundation programs that help keep kids in school and educated. Aaron Rock, Wendy Herr, Kelly Bagdasarian, Ashton Ryan, Drew Hyde, thank you all. And now, for the most important people in my life today, my lovely wife, Kima, who puts up with me, my constant golfing, and then me going to yoga, and then me going right back to the golf course. She's always been a loving and supportive wife. You've always been there for me through all the ups and downs, babes, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. And to my son, Jaden, right there. You're it, buddy. You are my best little buddy in the world. You know that. You're my light. You are my shining star. You are my best friend, and I love you to death, little buddy. And to Maya, my 18-month-old, she's a little too young to understand what's going on right now, but they're both great kids, and I love them tremendously. And to my family that could not be here, Kaylee, my brother Marcus, my grandfather John Sneed, and to my family that is here, my grandfather John Ogden, my uncle Andre Ogden, Steve Lee, the rest of my cousins and family, I really love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you all. And finally, I just really want to thank the fans and the city of Baltimore. I mean, when I came to the Ravens, when I came to Baltimore in 1996, we had no team. We had no history. We didn't even have team colors. We just had a name. I can remember at the draft, I had that black jacket with the white letters that said Baltimore Ravens, and the white hat with the black letters that said Baltimore Ravens. And in the back of my mind, I was saying, I don't really know where we're going with this right now. But Ozzy, who just drafted me, assured me, said, our goal is to make a winner here. And I told him, I want to be a part of that. You know? And when we got there, those first few years at Memorial Stadium, the Ravens were new to everybody. It was a new team, and we were new to the city. We were all rookies together. I watched us grow, myself as a player, and the fans as an NFL city, from infancy to one of, if not the best, football towns in the National Football League. with undoubtedly the best and most passionate fans that I have ever seen, and I want to thank you guys for being there. It was for you who, at the end of the day, I enjoyed performing. And you guys are the reason we could go out there every Sunday and lay it all on the line, because we knew that you appreciated everything that we did, and you appreciated everything that I did. I am so very proud to have been the Baltimore Ravens' first ever draft choice, and I am so humbled to be the Baltimore Ravens' first ever Hall of Fame inductee. Thank you all. Thanks again, and good night.